This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Practice social distancing, quarantine or isolate yourself, wash your hands often. These are the things health officials have said over and over to help minimize the spread of coronavirus. But in Alabama prisons and homeless shelters, following this advice is virtually impossible. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
The Firehouse Shelter has been around for decades. It serves people throughout Jefferson County who are experiencing homelessness. Director Ann Riegel says they're used to emergencies like cold weather, but the coronavirus is like nothing they've ever experienced.
So we're kind of reevaluating everything.
Riegel says they're focused on keeping the shelter virus-free. Starting yesterday, they began checking the temperature of everyone who enters the building. Volunteers, who normally help with daily meal prep and feeding, are not allowed. The shelter is also limiting the number of people who can stay overnight. Normally, they're asked to leave during the day, but Riegel says for now, they can stay at the shelter 24/7. She says a lot of the guys who stay at the firehouse are older. They often have pre-existing conditions like diabetes or mental illness.
So all of those factors kind of put us in a powder keg for a very vulnerable population.
Another vulnerable group is the incarcerated population. More than 20,000 people are housed in Alabama's prisons. Many of them are older with chronic health problems. State prisons are significantly overcrowded, with hundreds of inmates sleeping together in dormitories, just inches apart. They share toilets and have limited access to hygiene products and medical care. Prisons Commissioner Jeff Dunn says the department has dealt with outbreaks before, and they have an infectious disease plan.
We're following all the guidance that's coming out of the state task force and the CDC, and we're prepared to respond however we need to.
This week, officials suspended visitation in state prisons for 30 days. Inmates typically pay a small copay for medical care. That'll be waived for the next 60 days. Experts say in confined spaces like prison, the goal is to keep the virus from ever getting inside. They recommend limiting who comes in and screening the people who do. The same goes for local jails. Here's Jefferson County Deputy Chief David Agee speaking at a press conference Monday.
We are taking preventative measures in our jails to combat the spread of this virus.
On average, Jefferson County jails house about 1,000 people. Local jails have more movement in and out of their facilities compared to state prisons. Agee says officials are checking new inmates for symptoms and performing intense cleaning on a regular basis. Nationwide, some advocates are asking officials to release people from jails and prisons if they're at high risk for COVID-19. This doesn't appear to be an option in Alabama. If someone does show symptoms, jail and prison officials say they can likely be quarantined on site. At local homeless shelters, it's a different story. Firehouse Director Ann Riegel says they don't have the space or the ability for people to self-quarantine. She says it's especially a problem since people experiencing homelessness typically don't have health insurance.
Right now, we're working with the county and the city to try to figure out what do you do with people that are sick.
She says for now, if someone comes to the shelter with a fever, the plan is to send them to the hospital. Health officials advise against that. But for some, there just isn't any other place to go. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.